Well, it's the thing came off. Wow.
Damn, dude. I was listening. I was listening. That was a really good one.
Yeah.
The wind guard got caught in your ass?
It did. I put the wind guard back on. My fart blew the wind guard.
I'd be really
off.
Upset if I just cleaned the fuck out of my apartment and then you shit on my couch. Like immediately. That would really suck.
It does look great in here, man. It smells clean.
It does look great, and I'm relaxing, playing video games that piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Make me fucking mad.
Modern Warfare.
Modern Turd Fair.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Damn. He had a shotty? What was that?
Yeah, a shotgun.
Nick was trying to hit a guy with a knife, and he had
a
shotgun.
Yeah, I'm going throwing knives only.
Nick is throwing knives only, but what he is deigning to mention... is that he is a riot shield guy now.
Yeah, I can't do this right now.
Which I think last week, not even last week, you were saying that those guys are gay.
Well, I don't actually use the riot shield.
What do you mean?
I just only use the throwing knife. It's like I don't use a main weapon. I mean, I select the riot shield. I mean, you could pick anything.
Interesting.
But not having something, it forces you to not panic and switch back to the other one.
Oh. So you're teaching
the psychology behind it.
That let people know that I got nothing going on other than that fucking knife, and it drives them insane.
Interesting. All right, I respect that, dude.
They put these like finishing moves in the game.
Oh yeah.
Where if you sneak up behind somebody and you like long press the melee button, it'll like, you know, slow mo like jam the knife
Hell
into their neck.
Yeah.
But then there's like, you know, because it's 2019, it's like. You're just slitting a Chinese woman's throat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because it's women.
Yeah,
because yeah.
They have, like, women in the game.
Is it like Fortnite? It's, like, harder to kill women because their hitboxes are smaller?
Is that so?
I think that's why people play as women on Fortnite.
But don't they also have big-ass titties?
It's an odd job. The odd job style.
The odd job style.
Right. True.
Yeah.
So you want to be the smallest assassin possible.
I guess the Apple card discriminates against women.
Why?
Is there... So what the fuck even is the Apple card? Just a little...
It's like fucking Apple is like getting into credit cards.
Don't you have to be a bank to do that shit?
Well, they're backed by like Goldman Sachs.
Interesting.
So it's just a Goldman Sachs credit card.
My favorite
branded as Apple.
The coolest guys.
Fuck
Apple, dude. Fuck Tim Cook and some new guy.
Tim Apple. Brutal. I love it. Just the level of disrespect. Thank you, Tim Apple. It's very good to see you.
God, he really does have some good ones, man.
I know. Just walking out of there, like, what do you think? This guy's going to go have sex with computers after this?
He just had a good one, like, moments before the show started.
What'd he say?
Which was, read the transcript. It's perfect.
I did see that.
Yeah,
that was yesterday, though, wasn't it?
I thought it was, it just came on my timeline.
Yeah, I want to get it. I'm jealous of the gaming, dude. I feel it. With the chill in the air, it feels like it's lock yourself in your room and play video games all the fucking day.
Yeah,
weather, dude.
I mean,
I just bought a bong
getting my
for
getting
winter.
My shit clean is like clean apartment, playing video games, getting pissed off, just fucking waiting to die.
I love it.
That's
nice
a way
clean
to do
apartment.
It. Baby.
That's a nice way
it's,
to do
it's
it.
It's honestly, it's fucking insane. Just like. Because this place was a mess. I mean, it still is for the most part.
No, this looks awesome.
Yeah, the problem is it's just clutter. I mean, there's all this shit that I just... is like, fuck it. This is being thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like every aspect of my... like, cups that don't fit in the... So it's like, I guess I have to just keep this cup in the fridge.
Yep.
And then it's like, this is going to drive me insane.
Of course.
It did.
Yep.
And now it's like, just throw the fucking
cup. Throw it away, brother.
I don't need a souvenir cup from fucking Valero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I don't
the
know.
Gas station.
I don't know. Yeah. Valero is pretty cool.
You should like, keep it. Have a race car on
is it?
It
in the,
I
is it
hang
in the trash?
On you know, I'm probably going to throw out that Kreutz Market cup. That one you're
drinking.
No,
I love this one.
It doesn't make sense.
I drink this one out of this one almost every recording.
My shit is
well, give it to
jars.
Sav, take it home.
You can remember.
You'll do Nick a favor.
Remember the time I went and got barbecue with Bobby Kelly and Michael Suarez? And
that's
fucking
right.
Dumbass Michael Suarez. I bought the barbecue for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped like $100.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Fucking $50 on barbecue. And then at the end, like, you know, Mike was like, does anybody want to take this home or whatever? And it like seemed like. I don't know what he was asking, but I was like, I don't know. And I went up to go get like a dessert, and I come back, and fucking the barbecue's gone. And I was like, what happened? And he's like, oh, I threw it out. I guess nobody wanted to take it home.
What?
And I was like, you fuck.
That's insane.
It was like, that was like $40 worth of barbecue.
Of beautiful meats, dude. Smoked motherfuckers.
He threw out like, yeah, fucking like a bunch of shoulder and and fatty brisket.
Oh, you can't throw fatty brisket out?
I know.
That's insane.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Anyways, his wife left him. So.
That's only for...
Even a motherfucking Steven on that one.
Revenge.
Revenge. You got fucked. Revenge.
Did you orchestrate that, Nick?
Yeah. Grand revengeance.
Yeah, Nick made Nick a fake. Plotted. Nick made a fake European man who was he was DMing her from that profile for years.
Yeah.
After that,
the profile picture was that weird guy from the beginning of Eyes Wide Shut that dances with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
You know, it is said that the man who throws away barbecue will also throw away his lover. She's like, is that true? Oh my God, is that true?
No.
Is that what? I don't know. I can only imagine what Mike Suarez's wife.
It's probably.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's how she talks, but yeah. Well, good for you, man. That's what happens. Let that be a lesson to everybody. That's what happens when you fucking throw away fatty brisket.
Did you eat good in New Orleans?
In NOLA, down in New Orleans. Thank you to everybody who came out to New Orleans, by the way. The show's rocked. In Lafayette. Lafayette was, it was in some fucking... a double tree, and I had the worst salad of my life there. But in New Orleans, Hank's, shouts out to Hank's. You guys
don't know
that Hank's?
Salad we had at the place Adam forced us to go to was pretty bad.
Which it
place?
Was bad.
The, Chinese
the
place?
Bomb
no,
salad.
The
no,
place around the corner.
Kleinstein's.
You know what? To be fair, I don't want to shit on them because it's like you can't go to a restaurant, get the salad, and then the salad sucks, and then say this restaurant sucks. I mean, it's like
true.
Yeah,
the salad is probably a fucking afterthought.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to say the restaurant
but
sucks.
But it was called a bomb ass salad.
Yeah,
or
they really they called it the bomb
it was
salad.
Just it was wet.
It was,
a fucking,
so wet.
It was a soaking
and it
wet.
Salty, it was saltier than my fucking underneath my
that's
foreskin.
Pretty bad.
Salty compost. Then we get the bill, and it's $40 for two salads.
Yeah.
No, I got that chicken thing.
I know, but me and Stav had to pay $40 for this fucking salad.
Yeah, that place wasn't very good.
No. Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been there before, but I was very hungry, and
nice
it was around the corner.
Nice slambiance, though.
Oh, it did have a nice ambiance, though.
Slambiance.
Slambiance.
The vibe of fucking...
Slambiance. <Yeah.
laughs> Hello, my name is Dr. Leon Cream. And I'm a professor of slambiance. It's like feng shui, but it's about making your house ideal for getting pussy in different positions. You come in, we fucking on the couch, all right? Because you got to make sure the couch facing the door so you can come in immediately, you fucking on the couch. But then you want to fuck over the ottoman. So you got to push the bitch off the couch.
Tumble
she
over.
Gonna, is she going to land on the coffee table? Well, you just fucked up the slambiance.
Yeah. There's got to be a... There's got. So if I'm understanding correctly, the moment you open the doors, there's a couch there.
There's a couch.
Blocking the entrance. Blocking it. And then, but right behind that is an ottoman that you can also fuck over. So you have to throw the bitch over that, and then I suppose you just kind of walk over?
Yes.
Yeah, or jump. Yeah.
I love Dr. Leon.
Thank you,
Cream.
Dr. Leon. Dr. Cream.
That's how you doing? My name is Dr. Leon Cream.
I got an honorary doctorate from Morgan State University for finally stopping to beat off in the library. Mm-hmm. They said if I stopped beating off, I could have my honorary doctorate.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty hot and diabolical.
I love doing. Are those anagrams?
Yeah, it is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is an easy way to do jokes. I mean, that's
not even
that's
jokes.
Really,
just
you know, you spend enough time in comedy, and there's only three roads.
Yes,
that you go down. Either you become like a pun guy, you know, which I guess I'm that with parody songs or whatever. Mm-hmm. Essentially, you could boil my shit down to like. Just garbage wordplay, but
yep.
I go...
But it's about getting hit.
But it's about being gay.
Or
so
yeah.
It's,
yep.
So it's acknowledging fun. That comedy is stupid.
That's right. It's actually meta.
It sort of is, in a you way, know? I guess.
We're smart guys.
Even though I do laugh at things like saying, how you doing? I'm Dr. Leon Cream. I'll sit by myself and I'll just say that to nobody. And that gets me pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are the other paths?
What's that?
What are the other paths?
Yeah, or I was getting myself good, but like, I'm falling even more in love with gay sex.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have gay sex. I just want to have gray hairs. Because it sounds like he's clenching his teeth, that whole song. Mm-hmm. And he's just, you know, he's got his fists clenched. He's gritting his teeth. And he's like, you said there'd be gay sex.
There's no gay sex here.
There's you problem, Milhouse. You promised there'd be gay sex.
You promised I could get my ass fucked.
Anyways, yeah, that. The other two types are now... self-facing camera.
Yeah, well, that it is crazy how many hits that those shits get.
It's fucking...
They pop off
it's
up.
Like, why? I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm thinking about a little rebrand where I just say the same thing over and over again on camera.
I did that already.
The guy at work had just got
you
his
did
ear
a parody
pierced.
Of that.
Oh, yeah, this? Yeah, over the weekend or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking... You know what? Oh, yeah, I did do something over the weekend. Something different. Oh, yeah, you know what? I do have something different. And it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah, I guess, yeah, that is like a fucking guy... who got his ear pierced at the office. Is that supposed to be fucking funny?
I don't know.
No, that's like, too much plot. Even him getting his ear pierced and trying to get people to notice it is too much plot.
The guy, I think it's just the guy one at the line. Office who refilled the copy machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no big deal.
Don't worry about don't refilling worry about the copy machine. Oh, I already got it.
Yeah, I refilled it.
Oh, the coffee machine?
The coffee machine? Yeah, it's refilled.
I refilled it.
I refilled it already.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
And like maybe at first they were like actual relatable guys or something. Right. But now
it's
just
gotten
like,
so specific.
It's like the bitch at when you're getting your flu shot and she looks at you weird. And it's like
the guy that's 39 years old and has been doing comedy for 15 years.
Yeah, and it's starting to rip off women that were doing it 6 months ago.
Yeah, who is now panicking. Doesn't know it. Yeah. I guess I'm just going to make a video. Oh, a video? Yeah, I'm making one.
Mm-hmm. The guy about to get 9 likes on the type of video that goes viral by accident.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for one of my friends to get famous.
Yeah. I'm praying to God, one of my friends.
I'm hoping one of them get one of them.
Writing job opening up on
writing
one of their
job?
Shows?
Yeah. Just anything? Anything with health insurance? Yeah, I'm waiting.
Anything to tell my parents to prove that I'm not a failure like my dad said I was going to be? Mm-hmm. That's going to happen.
Problem is, he didn't even say that. They've been supportive the whole time.
I don't even have that interesting backstory.
My parents, they've been totally supportive. They're senior citizens now. I don't know how I'm going to support them. I've bled them dry.
I'm falling even more in love with gay sex.
Let me see your motherfucking dick.
I'm trying to suck your dick because I'm gay.
I can't wait to have gay sex. Okay. God, that song sucks. All that shit. Everything. Every song that was ever on like,
that song
One
is about
Tree Hill,
Jesus.
I'm sure it is.
It's a Christian rock
every
song.
Every song that like was on one of those WB shows is about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Getting stuffed by Jesus.
I watched a movie with Stephen Collins in it the other day.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, All the President's Men. Yeah.
He's in that?
Yeah, he's in it.
Who does he play? Deep Throat?
No, he plays like one
he's
of the guys.
He's young as shit,
he plays
right?
One of the guys at fucking at the committee to re-elect the president that like...
That breaks in?
Well, that like confirms stuff to Woodward and...
he's a snitch.
And Dyrdek.
He's a snitch.
Yeah.
He snitches on Big Dick.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, that's who Dyrdek. Broke the Nixon, the Watergate story.
Yeah, Big Black and Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, it was Bob Woodward and Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah. Well, because he started DC's skate.
DC, because it was skate scandal. After
I just want to ask you something. I mean, we just have a couple of questions. I mean, it's about, you know, I mean, it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's just, you know, about a process. I mean, you know, come on. Can you confirm something for us? Yeah, man, come on. We're just trying to get, like, lit, you know, at your freaking house, man. I don't know what he sounds like.
That's pretty good.
I'm assuming it's something. Snap and do a Slim Jim.
Yeah,
you
know, it's like that.
This is Jamel
Cash would know. He works on Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
I think it is.
No.
It's in its 28th season.
That show is still going on.
Jamel's still writing on it.
Rob Dyrdek is 72 years old.
Oh, yeah. He is old.
Mm-hmm. In fact, that show has sort of replaced Charlie Rose as the premier.
Uh-huh. It is like the intellectual roundtable of American discourse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long-winded interviews that never touch on anything interesting ever, regardless of who
Yeah.
Jamel wrote most of the Machine Gun Kelly episode. He was
That's awesome. Man.
Charlie Rose sucks.
Dude. Yeah.
I'm glad he got me too.
Yeah. Also, yeah, in hindsight, pretty, yeah, of course that guy pulls his cock out through a robe.
No way. That guy's so boring. He doesn't seem horny at all.
He definitely seems horny. He seems like he's phoning in his job. Listen, guys who phone in their job, they're horny.
That's as true. Evidenced of as evidenced by me?
Just all of us.
Yeah.
Just every... I'm thinking about... Luckily, I beat off before this or else I'd be really amped. Or actually, maybe I shouldn't have.
Dude, I'm worse. I'm worse at... No, keeping focused.
After I've jacked,
yeah.
No, man, that's the only time I'm really free.
I'm lasered in cock. When I jack.
Really?
When I don't jack, yeah.
I don't think it has
full any, nut, full nuts.
Bearing. I'm just always ready to go, ready to broadcast.
You can riff after a bust, that's a meteor? True.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, pretty easily.
Mm, nice.
I haven't gotten an hour.
I just feel great.
Yeah, I'm always about doing impress. As soon as I nut in a girl, it's like... Here comes John Lovitz.
John
Get
Lovitz.
The hell out of here, Rugley.
You're disgusting.
Get your ugly ass out of here.
Yo, bitch, you seen The Critic?
She's like, excuse me? I'm like, I'm doing fucking John Lovitz.
Your pussy, it stinks.
Your pussy stinks.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
Your pussy stinks, sweetheart.
Your pussy, it stinks.
Sweetheart of Reno.
Ah, damn, I want to get the kind of head. See, John Lovitz has probably gotten much better and more head than me. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be the fat comedian that's gotten the best.
John Lovitz.
When he posted those pics of like him, that hot girl. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Car.
That's not my name, so I could be Stav Lovitz.
Somebody was telling me, somebody opened for him at the Arlington Draft House and they had to do an extraction for him. They had to get an extraction team to take him out of the back door because he was on stage being like, trannies are faggots.
his closer.
A bunch of people that thought they were going to go see the radio from Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah.
And it's just
Bob Saget is a faggot.
Yeah. That's his big closer. His big closer was a song, and the last line, the last couplet was, and my friend Bob Saget is a faggot.
Those words do rhyme.
That's what he goes out
that's
on.
That's pretty good. No, wasn't there a hot girl that was on Instagram? She was like, thanks, Daddy. And she was wearing a new dress. And then they found out that Daddy was John Lovitz.
Damn, dude. Whatever happened to the
But
the
I
fucking...
don't know if it was real or not. I think it might have been
Here's
like a
my
fake
question.
Thing.
Whatever happened to the honor in the game of being a whore?
Do you want to go back to Australia in April?
Yeah, potentially.
I'm down.
We
got
to figure it out. When April to May?
Or? I don't know. I just talked to Josh again the other day.
I'm down.
Let's get
Are
those
we
gonna dates.
Do New Zealand
still waiting
too?
On
our payment from Canada.
From Canada, yeah.
Well, it's all about the experience.
Yeah. We had such a great time there.
We had such a good time.
The best part was getting high and watching Highlander.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
That rule.
That was the best time I had in Canada. Yeah. Was just getting fucking
was
blitzed
awesome,
out of our minds.
I've spent the last 200 years hiding from the curtain by dressing up as a lady.
I've been having case.
Oh, yeah, we went to that.
Letting guys fuck me in the ass to hide from the Kurgan.
I immediately knew it was you, man.
Yeah, that really wasn't necessary.
There was
Sam Morrill. Was here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He was in the Joker.
I don't think you really have
Sam
to.
Sam was, yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys seen this Joker guy? With his face paint and stuff.
Fuck, dude.
Do you remember that Johnny Rockets type dispensary we went to in Ottawa?
That, I do remember
that.
That
shit
that
sucked.
And they didn't
and
have
I went across
edibles.
The street to get a coffee, and that coffee shop was like, rape? Fuck you!
Yeah, I went with
espresso!
You
know? It was like, don't ever rape. It was like, warn, all these signs that were like, warn women about shitty men.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I,
you
can
I please have coffee?
Can I get it? Can I, am I allowed to have a coffee here? I don't know what.
Yeah, they had branded t-shirts about awful men that they were selling for the coffee shop.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just not know how to handle being a black person in the 50s. Because if I, any place I went to, I go into a restaurant and they're like, you can sit in the colored section. I'm like, I mean, I can just leave if you. Do you want me to just go?
I think
don't know.
That is what happened.
They're like, no. You, I mean, there's a colored
we
section.
We got your own section here,
you
pal.
Got your own section. I'm like, yeah, but it seems like I don't
want
to.
Really doesn't feel like you want me here.
It seems like you guys kind of want a white restaurant.
Warn people about shitty blacks.
I do think, yeah.
He's getting on the bus, being like, "Oh, so it's like a restaurant deal, huh?"
Blacks are trash.
Zach Galifianakis tells a story about how his family first moved to
North Carolina,
north or south. I don't remember which. Yeah. And his uncle, and there's like his uncle's like fresh off the boat, and he was like from Crete, which is like the like most the southernmost island. Yeah. So they're like so pretty
my,
dark.
My great uncle is buried.
Really?
In Crete.
Why?
It was cheaper.
He was shot. he was shot down by the Nazis.
It was cheaper burying there. It was the cheapest cemetery in the world.
He was having a destination funeral.
He was in the RAF, and he was shot down by the
Nazis. On his deathbed, just looking at listings for cheap funerals. That's how he's spending his last moments. He's like, I got to get one last
I need to die in Crete because I met this guy once and he said he could give me a good deal on a plot.
Well, that's what happened. He had gay sex in Crete.
No, he was a war hero.
For who?
For the British
South
Army.
Africa?
Well, which is part of the British Army.
You guys see Honey Boy yet?
No. I hear it's real funny.
I might go tonight.
Lucas, get head.
I would
head, like
to go. We
head,
have to go to the show.
Lucas, get head.
No,
jizz.
I'm not going to the show.
No, I know you're
watch
not
watch the Shia LaBeouf movie.
Yeah, I would love to go.
Lucas, get head. Jizz.
Is that who plays Shia?
I think so.
I don't. You know what didn't make sense to me is like Shia should be playing Shia LaBeouf.
Lucas Hedges is not.
It's kind of
that,
the perfect role for him.
Is.
Isn't he in that movie?
That's the guy from. That redhead kid that's in everything. Manchester by the Sea.
Dude, Lucas Get Hedges is in the Shia LaBeouf movie.
He doesn't play the little kid.
I don't fucking know what he plays, but he's in it.
Right. Shia LaSock.
Shia LaBeouf. Fuck, hold on. You already said LaSock.
LaBeouf. Shia. What a dumb name.
It's so bad. It's
I'm sorry, awful. You were saying he should play himself?
Yeah, that seems like, I mean, I think like who's the perfect person to play Shia LaBeouf? I would have to say probably Shia LaBeouf. I mean, think about how good he would be in that role.
He would kill it, honestly.
It seems like a miscasting to have mm-hmm. someone
Is
else.
He the guy in For
Especially
Call of Duty?
Especially considering that he's in the movie.
Yeah, as his dad.
As another guy, yeah.
He plays his dad.
He plays a different guy.
Mm.
The old switcheroo.
That's smart.
It really blows your mind, honestly, because you expect me to be playing Shia LaBeouf.
Because you know who would be perfect to play his dad?
Uh-huh. His dad?
His Shia LaBeouf's father, dad. Who's mm-hmm. an actor
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
He should be in that.
Yeah, that's easy. You're right, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, why did they get Ray? Why did fucking Jamie Foxx play Ray?
Yeah, dude, that clip Whatever of fucking Jamie Foxx shitting on Terrence Howard on, I can't remember what radio show it was. Where he's just fucking like, it's one of the funniest fucking things. Have you ever seen that clip?
I don't remember. I feel like you've brought it up
He's
before,
really funny.
But I don't remember.
He's so fucking
He's
funny.
Really funny.
Yeah, because first of all, he has a perfect Terrence Howard impression.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then he's like a better sense of timing than.
Of course.
You forget that he's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a like, superstar.
Yeah, because he can do all this other shit and forget that he's hilarious.
He's like a classically trained pianist, too.
Is he?
Yeah, he's incredible.
That's what you admire the most.
I admire the tickling
of the ivories.
Did
he take fucking lessons to learn something like a bitch?
Mm-hmm. Now he plays piano. Not that he's a good comedian. You wish you were a piano.
He's a natural comedian.
You do wish you were a piano player.
I wish I was being tickled
over a
by
comedian.
Him.
This is just the only art
form. I wish I was a piano player.
This is just the only art form that takes no skill, so that's why you do it.
I'm just saying, as an actor, he has a whole array of extra skills.
Well, that's he'd be true. A professional guitar player, but there were scratches on him. only if only his guitar didn't have scratches.
It sucks, dude. That ended a bunch of careers, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah.
The guy they kicked out of the Beatles.
Yeah,
because he had scratches.
George Marison
on his drum.
George Marison. Yo, I want to watch My Giant.
I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
That's George Marison.
Yeah, that is. Right.
Yeah, that's who it is.
I feel like I.
Yeah, anyways, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, Jamie Foxx shitting on Terrence Howard.
Yep.
Yeah, that clip's hilarious because, like, I guess Terrence Howard went on, like, some. Like, he did some other interview where he said that Jamie's music wasn't that good.
Awesome.
And so, like, fucking Jamie Foxx is like, I don't want to shake shit on Terrence Howard, but it's like, you're shitting on me? He's like the guy that plays the same character in every movie. And then he's like, every movie, he's like, he just lists all the movies. He's like, what's going on with you, man? What's going on? You know, and then like this, he's like, Hustle and Flow. What's going on with you? With you, Marvin? What's it? Ray? What's going on, Ray? What's going on with you? And someone's like, Iron Man. He goes, what's going on with you, Iron Man? It's so fucking funny. And then he tells his story later about how, like, Terrence Howard's... I mean, I don't know. Just go fucking just watch a clip.
Check out the clip.
Yeah.
Should I don't we just wanna, play the clip for the next 10 minutes or so?
I would like to hear it.
Yeah, you know what? We'll play the clip.
That sounds good. I have to
Look, that's guys. The right answer is to just...
Let's
Adam's phone. Just leaving.
Adam's leaving. Well, while Nick was supposed to get the clip, maybe we could have carried it for 30 seconds, Adam, while Nick looked up the clip.
I don't know. I feel bad. I don't know if that's right to do.
What show was it on? Do you remember what show it was on?
No.
Jamie Foxx.
But yeah, no, I mean, he tells this other story about it. Sucks. But it's genuinely fucking hilarious if you haven't seen it. He tells like a story about like going to a Lakers game or whatever, and Terrence Howard won't get out of character. But the way he describes it is so funny because he's like, you know, I mean, he's like, I don't do that shit. You know, he's like, I do my thing or whatever. And then, you know, they call cut and then I'm like back to wearing jeans or right. whatever. He's like, so I'm at the Lakers game. And he's like, and suddenly, you know, I like out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody in like a fucking zoot suit or whatever. And he's like, he goes, you know, I'm thinking, okay, this is a crazy fan, somebody grandfather. And he's like, and Terrence comes up and he just descends on me in the zoot suit. And he's like, this is a great game, right? And he's like, man, you can't.
Like, that's awesome. I mean, Terrence Howard seems insane.
Yeah.
Like, he just had that thing where he was talking about how he's, like, discovered mathematics or something. Did you see that clip?
No.
He was, like, in the fucking, what was it, the Emmys or some shit recently, and he is, like, literally gone insane. Or maybe it was the Oscars. I don't know what the fuck award show it just was. Adam, did you see that clip where Terrence Howard says he's, like, discovered geometry and, like...
Yeah, well, I thought it was like an excerpt from an interview.
Yeah, it was a red carpet interview.
Yeah, yeah. But I only read that.
I mean, that'll drive you crazy if your dick bit is that small.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, his dick is so tiny.
I didn't know that.
Which
how's
is
that?
Awesome.
I mean, only Nick told me about that.
Yeah.
That's how you discover mathematics.
Ancient Greece?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we came up with it?
Yeah.
If Terrence Howard starts fucking kids, then you really got to watch out. What if that is the secret to... learning quickly.
Fucking kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you teach that's how kids learn.
By you fucking them?
Well, that if they get the so problem gross. Wrong.
I can't even imagine doing it, even if you're like a pedophile.
To fuck a kid?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, even if you're, I don't know, I guess I make the same comments about
but it's
like
so
gay sex.
Gross.
In my head, I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, you can just fuck a woman.
How you gonna have sex in a bathroom?
Even if you're not attracted to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The kids or the woman?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what my point is.
No, it is. I agree, Nick. It's sus to fuck kids.
It's really sus.
It's sus.
Sus. Dead ass.
Dead ass. That shit's sus. Ah, fuck, man. Yeah, dude. New Orleans is fucking great. I'm trying to retire down
there. Everything that's like New Orleans branded just goes like.
Those chips are
way too hard.
Those chips are insane, though.
Shit. It's like, we get it.
The voodoo chips?
Yeah, New Orleans. I get it.
Voodoo chips are good.
What are they?
So it's like fucking jazz gasoline. New Orleans style. Fucking get your gas pumped by a guy that's never bathed and he plays the banjo with his one tooth left. Jazz gas.
Yeah, dude. I fucking.
Popeyes. I love the Popeyes now has done more damage to race relations than both Obama
because of all the fight
Trump's
videos
administrations.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you see that bitch get body slammed?
So sick.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the only thing I laugh at anymore is a good fight video.
Dude, Eldis posted like a video of someone getting murdered on Twitter, and like with the caption like "me to pussy."
Come on, bro.
It was like such an unnecessary thing to do. It was a guy brutal murder. Like it was in jail. A prisoner took a cop's gun and then killed another prisoner, shot him like 12 times, and then they started dismembering him.
That is what Eldis does to pussy, though.
And that's what Eldis had to put on the timeline, dude.
I mean, I think it's funny. I think that's a good
job. It's a funny post.
It's a funny thing.
Shout out on that
but
post.
But it's like all his posts are like just nothing like that. Anyway.
Yeah. I'd say good call, Eldis.
All right. I'll tell him you got the Mullen seal of posting
approval.
I
already forgot what I was saying.
Oh, you were admitting your dick was small.
Is that true?
Yeah, dude. I'm
no,
sorry.
You're talking about that lady that got fucked up at Popeyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so brutal.
Sick. So sick.
It sucks because, like, that video pissed me off because it's like, one, it starts too late. So they're already mm-hmm. yelling.
Yep.
And it's yeah, like, you want to see the genesis.
I want some kind of escalation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there is some escalation.
Nick wants to know the story behind
and then it's the middle.
That's how I feel about pornography.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then there is escalation.
I like when they ask them questions about
it. Because she's walking out and it cuts to her getting body slammed. And it's like, well, what the fuck happened in the middle there?
Mm-hmm. I know. That was always my problem growing up, where you would see like a romantic comedy and it'd be like a guy is blowing it on a date and then they would just cut to them kissing all the time. You know? He's just some fat guy who's like...
What movie?
What are you talking
specifically
about?
Specifically, I'm thinking about Along Came Polly, which I guess he's not fat. But I remember watching...
That movie has a really good first 30 minutes.
I remember seeing Along Came Polly and Ben Stiller's blowing it with Jennifer Aniston and they just cut to his apartment and they're kissing. And I remember being like, damn, dude. How do I have sex?
No, that's a good
that
point.
That movie invented the term sharding.
Yeah, that's Philip true. Seymour Hoffman sharded.
Salute to PHS.
Mm-hmm. He's so funny PSH. In that movie.
He really is.
Yeah. That and also that scene where they're playing basketball is hilarious.
Iceman, shoot it.
Iceman. Yeah. R.I.P., dude.
Yeah. That was the first movie I saw of his, and I was like, this guy's pretty good. I'd never heard of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I think as a kid, too. Yeah, yeah. I saw Along Came Polly. I'm like, this guy's hilarious. Yeah. I'm thinking he's like Frank Caliendo. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, I hope this guy gets Mad TV.
What happened to Stephanie Weir?
Who is that?
She was the blonde woman, right?
Yeah, the blonde
she
bitch.
She was on
Mad TV?
Yeah, she was one of
She's on King of Queens. She was
I remember
a dog
Mo
walker.
Mo Collins.
Mo Collins has had a very accomplished career.
On the show.
I definitely want
she
to
does
smash
work.
Mo Collins.
Alex Borenstein.
There was one sketch.
She's Family Guy.
There was one sketch.
Bro, Alex Borenstein.
Deborah Wilson's titty like comes out. It's like a Price of Right sketch where she's like running down and her like tit just comes out of her
what?
Shirt. They censor it. But she just has the juiciest tits.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I can see that.
As like a kid, I was like so horny for.
Hold on. Let me check that out real quick.
She hasn't gotten much work afterwards, and she was very talented.
Who? Deborah Wilson?
Yeah, her Oprah Christian. Was really good.
If you believe in Jesus, you'll find no success in Hollywood.
I heard
Deborah Wilson titty flash.
There's no room
porn
for Christianity humped. In the entertainment industry anymore.
Oh, dude, yes. Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, you find it?
Oh, they're just out, bro.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Damn, these are big as hell. These are awesome.
Wow.
I
She's got some floppy slappies.
These are great titties, dude. Wow.
I'm
mad
that I didn't Google it first. Now I was the one with the story, and now I'm seeing it last.
What's there?
Now, this says Mad TV Deborah Wilson sex scene, and I think this is a man's penis. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear Kanye is changing his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West?
Damn, dude. Her titty just popped out. She's really fucking in this. Well, I mean, she's not really fucking, but she's like going after. Oh,
what movie
fuck.
Is that?
I don't know, but guys, if you're at home, Google Mad TV star Deborah Wilson sex scene, and her titties are bobbling like nobody's business.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you say it, Nick, I remember this. I remember when her titty popped out.
It was
Price
like on
right.
a Price is yep. Right sketch,
and I think I might have jacked off to it.
I might have jacked off of to it too. I think
as well I jacked off as well to that.
I masturbated my penis to it.
Yeah, unfortunately
they would do that gag a lot.
My Wi-Fi is the airport time capsule.
Dude, her titties were wide. You're right. Wow. Salute to like a Hall of Fame jacking off an adolescence person, Deborah Wilson on Mad TV.
She should have gotten more work.
They highlighted her titties quite a bit in that show.
Yeah, I want to suck on her tits.
I would love to.
And just my personal feelings is that I would suck.
Dude, honestly, I think I would fuck. I think I was horny for almost everyone on Mad TV.
Yeah, not Nicole Sullivan.
Alex Borenstein?
I wasn't really into her. Alex Borenstein, no. Hard pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
Nicole Sullivan, I kind of would.
I mean, would, but it's a soft would.
Yeah,
Mo true. Collins for sure.
Mo Collins,
sure.
Easy.
Mo Collins could get it.
Stephanie Weir is kind of a gray area, but she's very talented.
Stephanie.
Sometimes if a girl's funny enough, I want to fuck them.
Stop lying.
What a hero.
Stop fucking lying.
What a
dude.
Fucking hero.
No, it's just because women
Shut
aren't
up.
Funny. What?
Shut up. Oh what yeah, Stephanie about? Weir. Yeah, back in the day, sure.
Stephanie
now,
Weir could get it back in the day.
Especially because you
she's
think
she's got weird teeth. Though,
she'd probably
right?
do something weird with her eyes when
she
you fucked
was
her.
Really funny.
Yeah, dude. Of
she
course.
Might have been the funniest girl.
Dude, Mad TV was so good.
It was great.
God damn, dude. I can't believe, I remember even as a youth feeling like I was brainwashed, bro, because I always wanted to be on the best of it. Like, I feel like SNL brainwashed us into thinking it was the good shit. So it felt like it was the one that should be good. But Mad TV was where my heart was.
I got more into SNL because of the reruns after school on Comedy Central. Of course. That's why I was more into SNL. But on
I just remember feeling like I would watch the beginning, the first half hour of Mad TV.
Right.
Until
because SNL started at 11:30. Mad TV started at 11. Yeah.
But there was way more shit to jack off to on Mad TV. Mm-hmm. That's not even close. That metric.
Yeah. I mean, Mad TV was insanely fucking funny.
Yeah.
And then I would watch. I remember, like, my friend would sleep over, and we'd watch Mad TV and laugh, and then fucking, like, we'd after Mad TV ended, you could catch the end of, like, SNL.
Yeah.
And, like, we'd watch Weekend Update, and then not we wouldn't get any of the jokes.
Of course.
And so you'd be
For
like,
a child, Weekend Update is the absolute worst thing to enter.
You'd be
on.
Like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And then, you That's know, one of us would funny. Be like, you didn't even get that joke. And I'm like, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, you got me. I didn't get what
I didn't know
Colin
what
Quinn was talking about.
I was pretending
about.
To laugh. I thought I was supposed to. I didn't want to seem like I didn't get the joke.
I didn't want to seem like I was stupid.
I didn't want to, yeah.
Suck my penis and Popeyes.
Yeah, my family had so many jokes that were just from Mad TV.
Really? Your family watched Mad TV?
Whenever I got depressed, my mom would be like, stop being a depressed Persian tow truck driver.
Oh, that was a
great sketch. Great sketch. And she's like, oh, Adam, you're being a tow truck driver right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really funny to have, because Alex Borenstein did like
it
a
was
really...
from Mad TV. another story about Adam's childhood.
What, Persian people driving us around
in
tow
trucks? You were raped by a tow truck driver.
That is not true. Yeah. I told you guys
that. Oh, Addy's having a tow truck day. Somebody's remembering.
So we forgot to pick you up from school one
day.
Why
can't you be like the other molested children that don't remember it? That's why we sent you to that McMartin preschool. We spent all of our money sending you to the McMartin preschool, hoping that they'd molested you in a way that you wouldn't remember.
They definitely do. All those fancy preschools molest, right?
I would guess that.
Like a Montessori?
Mm-hmm. Montessori is, I think they don't molest.
Well, not on purpose, but I mean,
religious-based institutions.
Religious
probably
is the number
molest.
One.
Finger paint,
right.
And we're doing latex body paint on me and my partner, Eric. They're going to make us into superheroes, so we're going to sit completely nude and let the children. Paint us with latex.
Now, really focus on a couple specific areas, kids.
Yeah. We make sure my penis looks good. Make sure you give me a good-looking superhero penis. And really paint my penis, kids.
Now, kids, in the beginning, you're going to start putting the paint on your hands. Mm-hmm. But to finish off the painting, you have to put it in your mouths.
Mm. Yeah, I think...
Yep, that's Montessori's.
Don't forget my balls, kids.
Don't forget his balls, kids. Live from Vermont, it's Montessori School with your host.
Your teacher who's raping you.
Fucking John Philip Sousa.
Oh,
can
yeah.
you imagine that sketch,
oh,
folks?
Dude.
Can you imagine?
He'd be playing the piano all
the
fucked up.
The kind of riffs that you'd enjoy on a show like Cumtown. Available by the support of viewers like you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you call in now,
yep.
you can get a free tote with a picture of Adam's asshole.
Uh-huh. It's spread open.
Nick ripped a good one.
With your donation of $85 million,
mm-hmm.
you can sponsor a child in Africa by getting them a subscription.
Yep.
To Cumtown.
To Harper's Bazaar.
Wow. Because they got to read.
They do. They love fashion.
Does Harper's have fashion?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Harper's
what
is just
What the fuck
just,
is that? It's not like exactly politics.
No, it's like a New York. It's like a...
Is it?
A Smart People magazine, yeah.
So they just do like fiction?
That no one reads, probably. At this point.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
If fucking stop that shit, dude. Harper's Bazaar, post some pictures of TV.
I just canceled getting the New Yorker.
I've never
seen it. It's too many words. I read like one article.
I've become too smart from the New Yorker.
No, it's a waste. I throw them out and I feel terrible.
I used to read them trying to be cool when I was like 16.
They should do one called The Philadelphian.
Yes.
Dude. Yeah.
And then it's less cussing. Words, a lot less words.
A lot less words.
Easier. Donald Trump's fucking gay.
Yeah, that guy's fucking gay.
Yeah, what is this guy, fucking gay or something?
I ain't racist, but I should say the N-word. That's every issue has one of those essays by a different guy.
Olivia, here's why it's more important that you call it a coup. It's got to be called a coup, because if you don't call it a coup, you're being a fucking asshole. All right?
Okay? Yeah, I love Bolivians.
Yeah. Don't fucking come in here not calling a fucking Bolivian shit a fucking coup. Okay? First of all, look at the fucking track record of the Central Intelligence.
This agency. One Bolivian girl gave me head, and that's why we should call it a coup.
I used to fuck a Bolivian girl who, I swear to God, 4'3". I mean, my dick looked like it was a foot and a half long.
Her body looked like a potato.
It was like fucking a troll doll. I swear to God, fucking those back shots made her hair stand up like she was fucking Uncle Fester in a bathtub. Yeah, you got, it made you feel like you got an electric dick.
So for that reason, and that for that reason they got, alone, they got you should call it a coup.
They great. Got coke in
you hit
Bolivia.
It from the back, you can see your dick through her spine. It's like you got like a 18 D cell batteries stacked up, and you're jamming it in there.
How do they? Sometimes I watch a porn, and a girl is quite petite, and it doesn't. It looks like a magic trick. Like, how does it all get in there?
Because
it looks like they could die.
Well, Adam, you see, the pussy is very large inside.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm, it is.
What about the mythic?
Women in porn have bigger pussies.
I guess that's probably the case.
I mean, it's like a regular woman, no.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, most golly.
Every woman who's not in porn wants a really small penis.
That's what I heard, honestly.
And I did hear that. There's a woman out there that disagrees. I got two words for you.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut your bitch ass up.
What if we told
you've enjoyed your two free articles from Philadelphia
from the Philadelphia magazine.
More, why don't you fucking give us some money?
You fucking bitch, go Flowers.
Yeah.
What if we told people that Sharia law says that girls with too big a pussy
that's good.
Get the wall. You know? We could change a lot of hearts and minds about this whole Islam thing.
Oh, you mean guys with little cocks would be pro-Islam?
Yeah. If we recruited them.
That's something. Certainly something to think about. So the CIA is legit just knocked over that guy?
I mean, they've done it for, 50 years?
I know, but it seems like they're really back on their bullshit, huh?
That is the only thing the CIA does.
Yeah.
That's their favorite shit.
The CIA has done nothing else ever. I mean, literally.
They do regime change and death squads.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
They kind of fucked it up in Venezuela.
Cool. They don't gather. There's no information they've gathered that's ever been useful to the United States in any way.
Didn't they know about 9/11 but didn't say shit or something?
The CIA?
Yeah.
Well, they missed some intelligence or something.
So they don't.
But that's hard. There's a lot of intelligence out there, you know. How are you supposed to know what the good shit is?
I don't know. That's their job.
Yeah, I was laughing about a guy that's I consider myself part of the intelligence community.
Has no idea what that refers to. Yeah.
Well, as a member of the intelligence community myself.
Yes, brother. I've been reading the books.
How you doing? My name is Dr. Leon Cream.
I have studied.
And I could. What do you mean, where did I go to school?
I bought a Kama Sutra.
A doctor is somebody that's involved in healing. Internally, externally. It's not a title.
Orally, anally.
It's not a title bestowed upon you by some kind of institution.
Dr. Cream, why do you keep asking me what my astrological sign is?
I don't believe I've asked you that once, Adam.
Now spread your cheeks.
You got a Sagittarius type pussy.
Some pro photos for the tote bag to raise money for Philadelphia Magazine.
He's also our photographer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Leon Cream, editor-in-chief of Philadelphia Magazine. In this issue, we reflect on the Iraq War. Was they getting pussy over there?
Some Iraqi women is yes.
An op-ed by my friend Butchie Cutler, B. Butchie.
Damn, Butchie's a really good name.
Yeah, Butchie Cutler Jr. from North Philly, who in his op-ed, I don't support rape, but damn, it must have been tight to be a soldier. Because you could just get pussy whenever you wanted.
And we are getting word now that the Philadelphia is actually canceled.
So the Philadelphia ladies and gentlemen, I regretfully inform you.
After that op-ed by Butchie Collins.
Yeah, Butchie Cutler has ended the magazine.
And we are sorry, but we do a wide range of opinions on the Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
We have now sold what is the remainder of the magazine. We have traded from my friend Cuddy Douglas's 1983 Cadillac Seville, which I will be driving to the car wash.
Oh, fuck, dude. Maybe we should just go to Philadelphia.
Yeah. It's a nice life there.
It's like
we should get houses in Philly. It splits the difference.
That's true.
You know?
It would be nice. It's cheap there.
It's
we cheaper. Could all have our own houses.
It's cheaper. It's fucking, it's super easy to get to New York.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's a cool city. Philly's the best city on the East Coast.
Yeah. The people I know that live
there,
like,
New York's,
yeah.
I would rather
really
live
like
in New York
it.
Than pretty much anywhere, with the exception of Angkor Wat. But
what's Angkor Wat?
The pyramids in Cambodia.
Yeah, it's like a temple in Cambodia.
Yeah. That shit does there? Look tight. No.
No, it would be sick.
It looks
dude.
So sick.
What?
Can you imagine? Like, somebody comes jungle. To visit, and they're like, yeah, I think it's this way to Nick's place, and then... There's a fucking
yeah, you
arrow
get a dart.
Through his neck.
Yeah.
And then,
so
you know, like Rachel Weisz is like, oh my God. And then my army of apes break, take her into the inner sanctum. And she's like, I don't know why I'm here. And I'm like, well, there's no, you know, I mean, do I have to spell it out?
Oh, yeah. Have you read Butchie Cullen? have you read my friend Butchie's op-ed yeah. in the Philadelphia?
Are you familiar with the public intellectual Butchie Cullen?
fuck. What kind of temples is that? Buddha shit?
I don't know. No, it's some
no,
like
it's like ancient.
Ruins.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It's some weird monkey temple. It's
whoa, just, that yeah. is cool. Okay.
You've seen pics of it for sure. They got some of that shit in the Yucatan in Mexico. We got closer pyramids.
That's cool.
That we could go to. I want
to
see that shit.
Why don't you go to the closer pyramids? Wait, hold
no,
on.
I would want to go with a friend. I would get scared of getting beheaded like in Apocalypto.
Oh, Apocalypto. You must be able to see titties in that movie.
Yeah, but they're like...
what are you watching?
Some
porn.
Can you hold it up the mic to the thing so everyone can hear? Who is in that? Is that the Deborah Wilson sex yeah. tape?
Dude, I was trying to...
sorry, everyone. I was watching pornography on my phone. Anchor yeah. what?
Angkor Wat.
Mm-hmm.
Penis fuck.
Penis farms. Mm. Oh, hey, what? It's in a place called Siam Rape.
No.
Yeah. Yes, Siam Rape. in here. Anyways, have you noticed? I've trained the monkeys to use crossbows.
Wow. That's
Rachel
cool.
Weisz is like, please let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back to, you know, the London School of having nice
big,
pair of tits.
Titties.
All right, I guess you can go back to teaching it to them.
Someone told me she lives.
I guess you can go back to your teaching job at the London School of having a nice pair of tits.
Nice rack-a-rooney.
Someone told me she lives in Bed-Stuy.
Rachel Weisz.
With Daniel Craig.
Oh, really? Nuh-uh.
Yeah, someone told me that.
No.
Interesting. So you're saying I fucked her already?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking I fucked her.
I actually did.
Adam, I will beat you to death with a hammer.
I actually fucked her.
You wouldn't beat me to death with a hammer.
Rachel Weisz.
Maybe inches of my life, but not
the mummy.
Death.
The mummy tits.
Oh, yeah. I remember what Rachel Weisz looks like. Yeah, yeah. She is hot.
There's a scene,
she's hot, bro.
Yeah, in Rachel fucking Weisz Enemy tits. At the Gates where she just, like, pulls her pants down and gets fucked in the ass or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
While they're, like, at war.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's like, damn, I want to go to war. Because war must have sucked. But imagine You could just get pussy whenever you.
Okay, Butchie.
I just read.
He's got a lot of fakes on here.
I just read Viktor Frankl, that book about the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And there's this section where he's like, throughout history, anytime like groups of people are in confinement, there's always like sexual behavior. But in the Holocaust, like, there was no sus shit going on.
That is weird.
There was no gay shit.
He was like,
yeah, they live in Cobble Hill.
He's like, yeah, we weren't with that gay shit.
He was like,
yeah.
Now.
Now, just so you know, like, we weren't doing gay
shit. It was
shit.
A horrible tragedy.
It was really bad at Auschwitz, but just to...
On
just
the record, there was no homo stuff.
We weren't
going
doing... We you know, missed me with that gay shit.
Yeah.
<you know?
laughs> Yeah. Well, the thing is, Jews are so gay in non-sexual ways.
It's true. We're culturally gay.
Yeah, you're culturally homosexual.
We don't have to act out sexually on
it. That's right.
Yeah.
This is funny. So Street Easy says, celebrities in Brooklyn, 20 stars, you live in everyday BK Nabes.
Shut the fuck up.
And their fucking house costs $6.75 million.
Every day.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Wait, they live in Cobble Hill. They don't live in Bed-Stuy. Yeah. So I was lied to.
You were lied to. Yeah. Now, let's take a look at those... Let's play the tits, super fans.
Let's look at titties.
Let's go live to the tits.
Well, Deborah Wilson, that was really a phenomenal.
Had the
pair.
Great Santini on the other night.
What's that?
I'm gonna dial in a Robert Duvall.
You've been flirting with it.
It's about having as much gay sex as possible. I can't do them. I have to spend time privately doing it.
You have to do it privately, and you have to look at a range of his roles. Perhaps Godfather Robert Duvall.
Mm-hmm. Racing a car is not about you got to drive. There's many ways to drive a car.
Oh, that's a good Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
Days of Thunder.
Go
Robert
straight
Duvall.
Down, straight down, and then there's a turn, you see, and you say that's when you turn.
You drive it California style, yeah,
you're
boy.
You're driving Indy California style. What we do here is we drive.
Did you ever see that movie?
Racist style.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise like plays like an indie guy that tries to go. NASCAR. Mm-hmm. And but they keep saying like, oh, he's driving California stuff. He's too wild.
Damn. That's where he fucked Nicole Kidman for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
or
fire.
Is he gay? What do you think's going on there?
With him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's gay for Nicole Kidman.
I think he was severely abused growing up and it's made him into a weird person.
So how do you think? What do you think he likes to come
by
to?
His stepfather? I believe.
What do you think he likes to beat off to?
I don't
if you
know.
Had to guess.
He was really close to leaving the church during Eyes Wide Shut because, like, he was working so
he
hard,
was getting pussy,
and Miss Cavage was getting like freaking out about it, and then they kind of orchestrated him breaking up with Nicole Kidman, and then they set him up with a new chick. They got him a bitch.
Mm. They got him
in the church.
They got him some. You
she
know,
was pretty hot.
Some subservient. Church type pussy.
She was pretty hot. I mean, it does seem like a lot of the guys, the famous people that are in Scientology,
are homosexuals.
Are gay men.
Here's another pair of titties. Speaking of the word Nicole and being a child, Anna Nicole Smith.
She's fire.
I mean, that's.
Anna Dickhole.
That's the kind of beating off to.
How
so
about that?
That's good, man.
Thank you.
Have we done suck? Suck to the penis all day long, sucking on a penis and singing this. Have we done that?
No, we haven't.
So. We haven't done Rock and Robin?
No, that's the Polly Pocket theme song. It's not Rock and Robin, Adam.
What are you talking about? It's Rock and Robin.
It's the Polly Pocket song.
What's Polly Pocket?
What is that?
It's from
a
the
toy?
Polly Pocket commercials. It's not called
Yeah, I
Rock
think you're
Robin.
Right, man. I think actually Nick's right.
Yeah, come on, Adam.
You remember a child's
all
toy.
The little penis on a penis street.
Suck my dick inside.
I remember when I was a kid, I didn't understand that songs could be licensed and changed to other things.
Oh, yeah.
So when the Polly Pocket song, I heard it would be on TV, I'd be like, that's fucking Rockin' Robin.
Oh.
They just stole the song.
Oh, you got
the words.
They stole the bit, dude. Yeah.
I want to do that too with there was a bear that you could write on. There was like a teddy bear that you could write on.
Mm.
And the song for that, I forget even what the bear is called, but it was The Wanderer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they call me something, you know, I'm a fucking bear, and you can ride on my ass.
Yep.
And you fucking watch me, I'm the fucking bear you can ride on, the fucking bear, you know, something like that.
Yep. I was doing a good one earlier with Evan Williams, but I forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
I don't know. Something about...
Remember Hooked on Phonics?
What a dumb name
for a toy.
I was mad that I could
it's
read.
Like, we want to, first of all, we're going to market something to children that uses the word phonics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we're going to make it a drug reference.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're addicted to phonics.
Shooting up phonies for fucking dumb babies.
I was mad I could read because I wanted to do Hooked on Phonics.
Really? Do you remember that being an insult? I'd be like, what's this?
Oh, yeah, for
hey,
dumb
retard,
kids.
What are you hooked on? Yeah. Phonics?
I know. I think in my school they did a really good job of making it because we had so many fucking idiots.
Yeah,
phonics was about made it sounding cool. The word out, right?
Yeah. And if anything, I just wanted to be included because everyone was stupid as shit, but not me. I was fucking smart, dude.
Do you remember when we were like in elementary school? They would like tell us like
they would
when
like
you
bring
to,
you into a room and just like
no. They would tell us like when you get to high school that like
tell the principal what his mustache tasted like.
Do you remember?
Very good, Adam.
No,
it feels that's so not good.
That's good. It
that's
is cinnamon.
You're gonna get an A for sure. Oh yeah.
What?
I love getting my penis sucked by Adam Friedland, the student Adam Friedland.
Yeah, so, I remember that.
Let's suck that principal penis.
So that happened to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, suck Why that principal penis, Adam.
Yep. They would come in and they would video
principal
chat us
penis,
in.
Principal penis, I don't like this kid. Principal penis, stop.
My principal never molested me, but he told me about a guy named Adam
Friedman. Repeating that and the principal just looking down at the desk in between his lawyers. And then he said, suck that principal penis.
But he's smiling. He's like, hell yeah. Dude.
Yeah, he's like, that's true. I did do that.
Yeah, do you remember like what they would tell us about
I had to
gangs?
Get that nut.
Yeah. I
about
do.
How like gangs would are gonna like when you get to high school, gangs are gonna try
they're
to get you to join.
You.
Uh-huh. Right? And then like they'll give you a present, and if you take the present, that means you're in the gang or
there's
something.
Only one way out in a box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's clearly you're here.
Yeah.
So I guess the options are in a box or talking to children
about gangs.
About gangs.
Yeah. I mean, there
were
gangs.
Yeah, I remember like arguing with my stepmom about that, like, cause like I guess she knew somebody that was like in a gang or whatever, and then they reformed, and it's like it takes a lot to like reform yourself or whatever, and then like also talking about how attractive equality that is, and it's like no, it's like not you did a bad thing, and now you're capitalizing on it.
Mm.
You know, oh it's yeah,
like, you're just
it's having your cake and eating it too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, also, you probably comebacks. Wanted to fuck him because it's like he was cool. He is bad.
Yeah, right.
You
exactly.
know, somewhere in there, he's
it's
still
the fact
that
he was like.
Yeah,
it's not like you know, it, like nobody cares.
You like him more than
it's
a guy who's just
shitty to be a cop. If you had a guy that's like, yeah, I used to be, right. I used to be a cop. You wouldn't be like, wow, he. Well, I guess maybe.
I would be impressed if I was like, yeah, I used to be a cop, and it's actually.
I've
gay
never
to be
heard
a cop.
Of one single reformed cop.
Yeah, because they drink the Kool-Aid too hard, dude.
Mm.
Like I have friends.
Except for Serpico,
who was cool.
He wasn't cool, dude. He was an annoying hippie.
No, he was cool, because he was about to snitch on cops.
Because he snitched. Mm-hmm. That's what made him cool to you.
To me, yeah. It's okay to snitch on cops.
I guess so.
You see, they were fucking arrested that churro lady.
Yeah, that was fucked.
The cops
up.
Are fucking gay, dude.
De Blasio was like, they asked her multiple times to stop. Selling churros.
Really?
Yeah. He was like just
De Blasio sucks dick.
He's like
dude.
So scared of those like Italian cop like union
is,
guys
no,
being like
there's no
you're any, a fucking communist, you piece of shit. He's like so afraid, so he has to be like, no, they should have killed this.
There's no reaction you can have to that story other than like, well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
It doesn't because people immediately get into like fucking stupid territory commenting on that story. Mm-hmm. They're like, shouldn't they like this should not be the like how it works or whatever. And it's like, well, no, you can't get rid of like fucking public safety laws. It's like I don't know, like what do you want? What do you want to change? You want some departmental policy where like you know, food inspections aren't enforced unless somebody's making a certain amount of money.
Wait, they were shutting it down for like a food safety issue?
Yeah, she didn't have like a license.
And you can't like vend.
You can't vend food specifically at like Broadway Junction. They enforce it there. They're like, you know, you can't fucking sell food at this station.
Mm.
So.
But you could be at another station?
I mean, you see it around. None of those fucking churro carts are licensed. It's not like the city's like, at least I haven't witnessed and I haven't seen other coverage that suggests that they're cracking down on the people that fucking sell food at those carts.
Except for the specific woman.
It was like, there's one video of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was happening all the fucking time, you would see it. You would see people making that same exact video all the fucking time.
But I mean, it could start. It's got to start somewhere.
Is there an indication that that's fucking happening?
I don't know. It's just, why would you shut her down? Just because it's Broadway Junction?
Okay. I mean, what's the cutoff? What's the cutoff for somebody selling food without a license? Like, how much money do you need to be making, or what kind of situation does somebody need to be in financially where it's like you're not like exploiting? I get it. If this was a lady just selling like fucking like, you know, candy trinkets bars, or whatever, and like they were fucking harmless.
It's a food, you're saying.
Well, I mean,
I get what you're saying, but it's like you don't arrest her, you just find a way to do it.
They did. They fined her. It was like, we can take your card and give you a fine, or you can like be arrested. They gave her a fucking option. Damn. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's shitty and it's unfortunate, but it's like, with the food thing, I mean, it's like, okay, because, and what fucking bothers me about it is like, if there was a situation where a bunch of people got sick because of fucking like, you know, a food cart or something, and there were no laws that said that, you know, like you have to have a fucking license to sell food that people are consuming on the fucking train. The same exact people that have a problem with that fucking video would be screaming for like the city to do something about it. Like, well, you can just sell food, and it's like, you know, like, well, which way do you want it?
I get that. Yeah,
I just think
I think it's way worse that they're cracking down on people jumping turnstiles. I think that's really funny.
That's
insane to me, and it's like such a misallocation of resources. And like,
why the fuck are they doing that? Who gives a fuck?
So I don't know.
Because the subway's failing, and that's how you're gonna fucking fix it.
I got two tickets for that. They have a fucking surplus.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's fucking. That sucks.
The shittiest thing they do is they enforce it when it's like the you can't even buy.
I know.
It's like there's no way to use the machine.
That happened to me
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
One time I got a ticket because I lost my debit card,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have any cash. And I didn't have a credit card at the time. And so I had to go to the bank,
mm-hmm.
and the bank was like, it would have been like an hour and a half walk. So I just jumped the turnstile, and then I got a ticket written to me.
Damn.
For me. And then I was like, I told the cop, I was like, I'm going to the bank to get a replacement debit card right now.
Mm.
And he's like, no. I'm sorry, dude. Like, rules are the rules. And then I saw him like 2 weeks later in plain clothes again. And I was just like, oh, what's up, dude? You're that cop, right? And everyone's, yeah. He's a fucking prick, dude.
You blew him up, dude.
I blew his cover.
It's awesome, dude.
What kind of plain clothes was he wearing?
He was wearing a navy blue T-shirt, baggy jeans, Timberlands,
mm-hmm.
Yes. and a Yankees baseball cap.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
The classic disguise.
Yep. Cop just fitting in.
Just blending into the crowd.
Maybe we should become cops.
What else is up?
Take the system down from the inside.
Anyways, I also say this. I used to buy those mangoes off those people.
Yeah.
They put the core in the bag. No. They put the core in the bag and trick you into thinking that that's a slice. And then have the fucking audacity to charge you $3 for a bag of
mango. That's never happened.
$3 isn't bad for a mango.
It's not bad.
A sliced mango.
But there is no reason to falsely advertise. And when I open that fucking bag.
That happens
bag
to you
up,
every time? That's
it's
never happened.
To me twice.
I've only gotten it once and I've never gotten a core.
I still buy the mangoes.
You get it with
summer.
The lime and the chili.
Of course.
So good.
It's delectable.
Wait, what are you talking about, the lime and the chili?
They put chili powder and lime
on
the mango.
No, I just get the regular mango.
No, you got to get it with the chili powder and
you're
the lime.
You're going to some bullshit.
The nuts are good. The nuts are the best thing. But all those guys have licenses. Yeah.
Yeah, but those guys are on the street. Yeah.
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 Well, so are the mango people. But the mango shit's like clearly not licensed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Dude, yeah. You're right. I guess this is pretty libertarian of me to want churros unlicensed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a fucking business. I mean,
I never buy those churros.
It's a thing, it's like where they do human interest stories on like small business owners. They're like, well, we're struggling. We have to shut down because we can't afford to pay our employees. It's like, well, okay, well, you're fucking over somebody else.
Yeah.
It is some kind of public health like concern. It's like, you can say like, oh, well.
Well, how much does it cost to get a license? It's probably fucking expensive.
It's like $50. You have to take a class, and it's like a mandatory class, but then the license you and the filing fee is probably like $30 or something.
That's it?
To sell in the subway?
You might need a supplementary. I mean, everything costs money. I mean, what's it's like the, you're running a
work,
fucking business.
How does it work with buskers, like at Union Square?
I think you need a license for that shit, too.
Nuh-uh. For real?
It's fucking New York. You need a license. You have to pay the city to do fucking, like, anything, really.
That's why they keep harassing my man, Times Square Elmo, dude. He operates outside the law.
That's right, dude.
He doesn't respect your...
Rand Paul 2020. Yeah. Elmo.
I saw Times Square Elmo getting arrested once. It sucked.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that was the best story on Gawker of all time. An anti-Semitic Elmo in Central Park.
That was so
it's
good.
It's just a video. It's like a picture, still image of Elmo being loaded into an ambulance and you just see his feet.
That's incredible stuff.
Yeah, he was just going around screaming about the Jews. It's having like a mental breakdown.
Hell yes, dude. Central Park, too. That's not...
Yeah.
That's just a guy with his own suit.
In Times Square.
That's not a Times Square guy.
Yeah, that guy's a bogey, dude.
All the Times Square people are Hispanic.
Yeah, they're all like Guatemalans.
Yeah. The anti-Semite... I feel like an anti-Semite's just a regular white guy. But I guess he could be Hispanic, theoretically. Have you met any anti-Semitic Hispanic guys, Adam? Of the three of us, I feel like you would.
I grew up with a lot of Hispanic people in Vegas, but I don't think any of them were anti-Semitic.
Yeah, that's what you think. If
none
of them were, then that meant that most of them were.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they're being honest with you, you'd be like, yeah, there were one or two.
Right.
But if everyone smiled. The fact that none of them were.
In my experience.
That's like a thing. It's like, yeah, none of the black people I've ever been friends with hate white people.
Oh, no, actually. you're right. You're right.
It's like, oh, you don't have any black
you
friends.
Have, yeah, you don't.
There was one. There was. Yeah. There was one who was a juggalo and he used to be like, Sig Heil, fucking bitch. But he wasn't like part of like the crew.
The greater
of,
Latino
the
community.
The crew of like Mexicans in my high school.
Yeah.
I'm the joke.
In my experience, Mexican people are incredibly sweet.
They're very accepting,
and yeah, and
there's
got to
be some.
People.
What type of racism do they have in Mexico? Do they like not like Guatemala?
If you
or
look
something?
A little Asian,
same kind we got here, you know,
yeah,
they're
colorism.
Mean, they're mean to people colorism. That look a little bit Asian. They call them Chino. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the same policy everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
The darker you are, bad news. Except
they're mean
in
to
New
natives.
Jersey, it's reversed there.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're white.
As long as you make
it. There's
yourself
a tipping
dark.
Point, though.
Yeah. Oh,
if you get too
pale.
Dark.
Yeah, you're allowed to make
they
yourself
shit on pale
dark.
Ass people.
Right. It's so funny that there's probably a guy that is just black in New Jersey.
Yeah,
he's like, it's too many fucking moolies at this bar. He's like, he's been at the tanning salon all day long. And he's like, some fucking moolies, they took all the good parking spots. And now they're in here.
Stop, you want to go to the tanning salon?
Isn't that bad for your skin?
We'll get a Playboy
just
bunny.
Just thing barely closing. Just touching
we'll get a Playboy. My stomach is just burned. The top of my stomach is singed off.
You just have like up and down stripes all over you from the light bulbs. You're like, I look good, dude.
We'll get a Playboy bunny sticker and we'll put it on your hip like slutty girls in high school.
Just put stop
like
big that. George Foreman.
I have griddle marks.
Off. Yeah, make a panini out of him.
I don't know why, but I wanted my parents to buy the George Foreman grill so bad when that shit.
We had one.
Everyone had one.
Well, then they eventually bought one. But like when the ad was out, I was like, "Please get one. This is so."
We had a bootleg one.
Yeah, the Black and Decker
one. The Howard Beach
one.
Dude,
I've had numerous ones of those. Mm-hmm. They're $15, and they work as
they're
well.
They're fun.
Wait, you don't even need a kitchen.
No.
You just put everything in there. Rice.
pouring water on it get rice.
Put a Ziploc bag with some rice and water in it, throw that bitch in the fucking Black and Decker George Foreman.
Walk away 30 minutes later, perfect rice pilaf. Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I heat up all my forks in there. I put forks in the Black & Decker thing, and then I just stick those forks in frozen food, and it cooks it on the way to your mouth.
That's so true.
I got raw chicken that I've done the hot fork trick.
Perfect.
They're called the hot fork trick. You take a big lighter, you heat up a knife, a Swiss Army knife, and then you jam that into some raw chicken, and then it'll cook it on the way to your mouth.
And it doesn't even matter that you don't have a fridge in your Chinatown tenement slum that you live in.
You don't even need to leave the grocery store. You can just do it right there in the aisle.
And it's free
It's free. and you take a quick walk over to where they keep the whipped cream and just suck that shit up until you fall face down in the yogurt case. And they have to call the paramedics to take
free
you out.
Free ride to the fucking
guess
hospital.
Guess who's going
brother.
To the hospital and then jail for free?
That's two free car rides. Yeah.
And that's the knife.
A meal.
They call that knife chicken. The knife chicken recipe.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that, my friend. Mm-hmm.
You ever.
Your kids want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, go to Disneyland?
Oh, yeah.
There's some roller coasters. We'll tell you what. You just take them to the grocery
That's
store.
That's right.
And then you fucking drink all the lemon extract, fucking pass out in the aisle. Guess who's getting the free ride?
Free ride to
roller coaster ride all the way to Juvenile Hall. Junior, where they can meet Mickey Mouse. They got Mickey Mouse.
Why would Mickey Mouse be in juvie?
I don't know. I thought I was under the impression that they treat kids good there.
They treat kids really good
there. In Juvenile Hall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have parties. They're getting pizza.
Yep. Xbox.
They tell them why they should be good.
They have boxing matches.
Why Hall? You know?
It's such a funny idea that somebody at some point was like, I got it. Prison, but for kids. Wait, hold on. Hold on, I got it. We're gonna. Yeah. You know how that thing that's that place where you send people to get raped if they forget to re-register their vehicle every year. If you forget to get the inspection sticker, yeah, and then you get the punishment is being raped.
Being raped mercilessly.
It's that, but for children.
For children. A cute little kids
and,
version.
And every child will get a pair of turtle doves. That's the warden.
Yeah.
He's the old man.
The guy from Home Alone 2.
Home Alone.
Home Alone 2?
2, yeah.
Yeah.
In Home Alone 2.
New York.
In New York.
With Donald Trump.
That was, I had that on tape. Mm-hmm.
You look stunning, Kevin Home Alone. His classic line.
The Sandlot was on TV the other day. I watched for 5 minutes.
You watched the whole movie, and then you cried.
I didn't watch the whole movie.
You wish you were a baby again.
It is remarkable
sat
how much
crying,
I had memorized.
Anyways, time to play Luigi's Mansion.
Also, I forgot. I also forgot.
Yeah, Adam's a little ass kid.
Adam's a little baby.
Yeah, I can't wait to eat a whole tub of ice cream and play Wii.
I'm going to have an ice cream sandwich and play Luigi's Mansion the whole time and be like, gay. Just shut up.
What kind of gay guy plays this? Just doing it for 8 hours.
Got to make sure I get all the accomplishments. Yeah. Make sure I do absolutely every aspect of the game. Gay.
Gay.
Some gay guy would do this. Not me, though.
I can't wait to beat this so I can play Lego Star Wars. I would definitely not.
If there's an option to play through the game again at the end is Mario, I'll definitely.
I'm not doing
it. I'm definitely not. Also going to go back.
Unless it's a joke.
Unless they don't have that, and I have to go back and finish Mario Odyssey as Luigi,
mm-hmm.
which I will do, and consider that a sequel.
That's right.
Should we get to the show?
Probably.
Yeah.
Damn, Odyssey was great.
I haven't played.
Nick, come to the show. We're having fun hanging.
No, I'm cleaning and stuff.
Your house is clean.
I gotta finish the bathroom, Miss Cam.
Aren't you having fun hanging with me and stuff?
Yeah, but I'm also tired, and there's like I just like
I'm tired too. I need you there though.
Why?
Because, we're both tired.
I don't know. Maybe I'll, like, host and then leave.
Yeah.
I gotta...
Just do it for 10 minutes.
I gotta keep going with this. I mean, I honestly, cleaning the fucking living room and the kitchen is, like,
mm-hmm.
the amount of how much, like, I would wake up every day and just feel like something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think it's, like, bigger things.
Literally, we did the same thing last night.
You think it's, like...
When I saw Nick, like, he was, like, I stayed up all...
You're like, I don't know what I'm supposed
cleaning.
To do
I was, like,
next.
I went to bed at 4:30.
Yeah.
It's, like, I don't know what the next step in life is. I don't know what to do. And really, the answer is that, like, I didn't throw out the expired cheese in the back of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then you just chip away at that shit. And it's, like, once I have the rest of it... Because it's all... My office is just filled with shit. There's all these fucking tools and, like...
Yeah,
you
dude.
Know, loose hardware in there.
I'm back in. My shit's all dirty. I'm gonna do a clean. Yeah. It feels good to clean.
I'm sitting on 600 shirts.
It does. I
that
woke
are still
up in a clean house today. It was great.
That I need to do, like one last.
You have to do fulfillment.
Or you yeah, but well, I'm this time. Push. This time I'm making sure every single shirt is fucking bagged and like
before
boxed,
you post.
Before I do anything, because it's like trying to like unbox them and fulfill out of like the shit the way it's sent to me is like it's just it's
yeah don't
too
do
much
that
work. Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, this is the premium, so I guess tomorrow is Funny Moms the 18th. Of November. Come dot town. Look, watch this space. Nick is gonna post new shirts.
I mean, eventually.
Eventually.
Well, I gotta get this apartment clean.
First. Not anytime soon. He has to clean his apartment.
And everybody, you know,
Stav, you got some road dates probably.
Who cares?
Man? I
who
still cares? Have. Come if see you want now, I still have Thousand Island Stare shirts for sale.
Can I have one?
No.
Come you haven't given me a single free shirt from your T-shirt.
You can't have one.
I don't want that one though.
Yeah.
I want Weed Sopranos.
I want Weed Pranos.
Why? We can both wear it, dude. No, different days. Or the same day. That'd be tight.
I want it.
We go to a theme park.
You can't have it.
Like, you know, like a fucking family with 10 kids all wearing the same shirt.
I've had so many ideas for like parody, like black family reunion T-shirts at Six Flags, but
none of them come out not racist.
Well, I mean, it's like there would be no way to tell that it's not
yeah,
just
actually,
a shirt.
Yeah,
from,
yeah, yeah. That's good though.
I love those shirts. I used to love that.
Yeah.
Because I would go to Six Flags and I would see that. I'm like, how do you all know each other?
I wish my family loved each other this much.
You guys made shirts?
Yeah.
I like just seeing fat families all dressed like minions wearing those kind of shirts.
That is hot.
All right, we should go.
Makes me horny. Yeah, come see me in fucking Atlanta next week. The Stress Factory in Bridgeport the 21st. Nashville the 24th. Baltimore Thanksgiving weekend. Houston, New Orleans. Shut up. Or I was just in New Orleans. Bye.